light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with May. That's a little tune from Crosby, Stills, and Nash called Our House. And you know me, I always try to pick a song that makes sense as to who and what we'll be talking about. And I'm pretty excited to have in the studio with me this morning friends from Family Promise, making a difference in our community in big ways. And our guests this morning, I have, let me make sure I say this right, Clexton Middleton. Okay, Clexton, nice to see you. Clexton is the program director for Family Promise. And on the phone with us this morning is Scott Laidline. He is the, I guess, on the board of directors for Family Promise. Good morning, Scott. Can you hear me okay?
I can, Meg. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. How did I pronounce your last name?
Laidline, you got it just right.
Okay, good. I thought that was it. Okay. So Scott is here with us as well as Clexton. So I had told Scott a while back when I saw him and he was telling me about what Family Promise does. On the way into work this morning, I was at the intersection of Davis and getting off the exit from I-10, and there was a man sitting there, and I took a picture of him. He had a backpack. He looked very dirty, and was literally sobbing, just sitting on the street corner, head in hands, sobbing. And it just broke my heart, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is what Family Promise, I'm sensing, is about. So tell me a little bit about what y'all do and how you help folks.
Well,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much, first of all, for having us. And yes, Family Promise of Escambia County is... An organization that was founded in 1988 as the Interfaith Homeless Network by the United Methodist Church. And we are an organization that comes alongside families that are experiencing homelessness, families that have children that are experiencing homelessness. And we're here to stamp out homelessness one family at a time. So we want to, not unlike the gentleman that you actually saw, we know that this is an epidemic, a pandemic, if you will, especially in this area, and it's actually getting worse, where we take people in situations like that and move them out of a situation. However, we're doing it a lot differently. Mm-hmm. We practice radical hospitality, and we have been blessed to be able to do it in a crazy, wild kind of way with the blessing of some homes in the way that the build was in the past, where the Interfaith Homelessness Network was faith-based organizations would take church parsonages, take mm-hmm. Church properties, and they would house people in their properties for weeks at a time, one for a week here and going to the next property
kind of
for
moving
a week,
them around.
Moving them around and doing some things in that way, and programming them and getting them prepared to go back on their own mm-hmm. and to be able to actually sustain themselves. And so it's been around since 1988. The model has shifted through time and through COVID, and all kinds of things actually happened. And so we're in the second, third generation in Pensacola, in Escambia County. And so the model that we have here and what we have right now is something completely different. And we're really excited about it, and we've been blessed to actually come to where we are now. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Can you tell me a little bit about that model, the new model?
The new model is, okay, so at the beginning of this year, actually the middle of last year, Leadership Pensacola had a project last year. They have a project every year, Leadership Pensacola does, and they took on Family Promise as their project last year, and House Memorial Church had a house on their property that Leadership Pensacola modified and upgraded for Family Promise. Mm-hmm. Beautiful home there. And it's one of our properties that we house families in. And so that's one of our houses we have there. But through the blessing of Excuse me through my goodness, I just lost it.
It's okay. It happens to me all the time.
We got two houses this year. We were able to purchase one at the first of the year, the 2nd of January, and the second one we got on in March. And those two houses are now, we have three homes now,
awesome.
Transitional homes, and then it morphs into this new model to where now that church parsonages and those places are largely unavailable because of COVID,
right?
Because of just the way that the world is right now,
mm-hmm.
and we have the ability to have our own properties to actually, in a modified state, to actually transition families through our own programs in up to 180 days and still put them through programs, still do life skills, still do
right.
employability skills, and still do things like financial management and credit restoration and getting
mm-hmm.
them ready to actually be sustainable and to go back out and to rent to themselves and to ultimately own something of their own after this is all over with. Because
yeah.
we can track them after it's all over
mm-hmm.
for a year. We do have to care for
that's
them
awesome.
With them for a year after that. And so that's what the model does at this point.
Well, and that's just amazing because so often people say, well, I'm going to help them and then they're just going to go back to what they... No, this is about teaching people, getting them back on their feet and giving them that help in hand that may just be what they need to then get back, have their own property, be able to have a job, be able to work, be able to get back into society, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, Scott, you're on the line this morning. Got a couple minutes before the break here. One of the things I want to emphasize is that Family Promise does not receive any federal, state, or national funding. They're 100% community supported. And the crisis, over 2,000 children are reported technically homeless in Escambia County. And then not to mention the folks that we see every single day. So, Scott, you've got a fundraising event coming up. And this sounds like a lot of fun to me. Tell us all about, what is this called now? The bed race? The second annual bed race? Am I right about that?
That's right, babe. Yeah, we're doing a bed race, and we're going to do it April 18th, and there's plenty of time for people to get involved. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is the second time we've done it. It is one of our primary fundraisers. Obviously, we're willing to take donations at any time, but this is kind of our focus point to try and get people out there and have some fun and kind of get to understand what Family Promise does. It's going to be in downtown Pensacola at Fountain Park on the 18th of April.
Mm-hmm.
It's $150 for an entry. We're willing to take sponsorships. It's a team of four. If you don't have a bed to race, we'll
wait a minute. Wait,
one.
Back up. We're actually racing beds.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We're actually
so
racing
I'm not
beds
running. I'm in a bed being pushed. Is that kind of the concept?
Yes.
Yep, somebody's in the bed, somebody's steering, and then you got others that are pushing. And so it's teams of four. And if you go to the website, fpesc.org, Bed Race 2026, it's got all the information that you need there, and it's got some pictures of what the beds look like. And it's a whole lot of fun.
Do you
think
have a
Little Rascals?
Yes, I'm just saying.
Think Little Rascals.
Do you have a best dressed bed contest?
Oh, man, they are amazing. We've
oh
seen
gosh.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So if I want to be in this, I just need to go to the website to sign up, or how does that work?
That's it, Meg. It's that simple. It is that simple. You go in, you sign up, and sign up your team and get on in there. You know, you can actually be on multiple teams if you want. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, it's such a great cause. I got involved through Leadership Pensacola last year when they did the house. So I've actually seen both models at work where
right.
you know, you had the families moving every week, and now with the houses and through the help of Habitat for Humanity, we got you know, the extra houses, and so now there's
mm-hmm.
an ability to give some stability to these families. And you look at the homeless issue, and it is so hard to try and wrap your arms around it. And so when you find an opportunity that kind of narrows it down and gives it something concrete and something that you can really see the progress and see the results, because you'll get a family and you work with them for 6, 8, 9 months, and then they're off on their own and they're making it work.
You've
solved homelessness for for the kids. You know, that's really where it comes into play, because if a child is experiencing homelessness, their likelihood to have success later in life is diminished greatly. 20% of kids that are in a homeless situation don't even graduate from high school, and that's a tragedy.
Yes. Okay, Scott, we're going to have to take a quick hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come right back to you to talk more about Family Promise and all the things that you're doing to make a difference in our community. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Meg Panel with Meg. I just found out that my mic was on. Every once in a while, I forget to turn it off. So the good news is I didn't curse. And everything that Claxton and I were talking about had to do with Family Promise and the big bed race that's coming on. What's the date on that?
April the 18th.
April the 18th. And what we were talking about is the beds, were they reusable after the race?
Well, and a lot of the beds are built situations. You've seen some really, really, really... neat kinds of things. Well, the
elaborate.
Oh yeah, very elaborate. The like UWF, their engineering school have built Argonaut themed things, and mm-hmm. there were some of the sailors built Blue Angels themed beds.
Oh, cool.
Ashley Furniture did last year. They did a lot of donation of different things, and so we were able to donate beds out after that.
Oh, that's
actually
great.
Used bed frames and things like that.
But right.
There were a lot of beds that were actually built. Azalea Trace had an interesting build last year. So there's going to be a lot of things that you'll see. It really is a whole lot of fun. What you're going to see, you'll see a kids area, bouncers. There's going to be some vendors that'll be out there. We are looking to create a lot of healthy competition. We're wanting you to actually come out and compete for a good cause. We're actually doing some things to help. Like I said, reduce homelessness one family at a time. So we're looking to try to build a pit just in case you might have a tire to come off of your bed. Maybe we'll have a few areas for a pit crew or something. And there is a pre-built bed. You don't necessarily have to have a bed. If you want to come and race, you can still pay the $150 and enter. There is a pre-built bed. You might have to wait for a while to actually race that because there were a few that did not have a bed and still race the pre-built bed. It's a little heavier, so you could be at a bit of a disadvantage. Let me just put that in as a hint there. But it's a lot of fun. It's a great day. Down Zaragoza Street in Fountain Park on April the 18th.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, Scott, we've got Scott on the line here with Family Promise. He's on the board of directors and helped with the leadership class last year in their project for Family Promise. So, Scott, I got a text in and a big, very important question. Will Scott be racing a bed?
Oh, that's a good question. We might have to see if that's going to actually happen. Depends on the results of the surgery, right?
Yes. So that's a loaded question, but we're going to check back with you and see if you're going to put a bed together because it sounds like a lot of fun to do that. So tell us a little bit more about the race is coming up and people can sign up on the website. But you had, I think Claxton was telling me, 17 participants last year. Your goal is to hopefully get closer to 50. Is that right?
We're looking to get as absolutely many as possible, but yeah, we're shooting for a much higher number this year.
Awesome. Okay, that sounds great. So in the meantime, and we're talking about Family Promise and what y'all are doing for the community in terms of homelessness, in the meantime, if someone's not able to actually attend the race itself, that is just one of the fundraisers that you do, but how can people help? I mean, my heart was broken this morning when I saw that gentleman on the side of the road today, and I just thought, with a country as rich as ours, surely we could do better. So what can we do? How can we help Family Promise continue your mission? What can I do? Volunteer, donate? How can I help?
Well, all of those. And all that information is on the website. And I hate to keep pushing back to the website, but it's truly all there. Everything that we do, it explains how we do it, you know, the counseling. So we try hard to keep people from getting into homelessness, you know, to begin with. If they've got problems where they can see that they're getting ready to lose their housing, they can get in touch with us. And we can either do some intervention with their landlord. We can try and provide solutions and get them into some training so that they don't end up with a homeless situation. But if you're really interested in helping, obviously volunteering to help is a great way to support. But, you know, just cash of any sort or any amount is easy, and it does go an awful long way. We've got some tremendous people doing all sorts of wonderful work helping people and you know, many of us are not equipped to do the face-to-face interaction with somebody and get them the help that they truly need. And this is the best way to get that taken care of.
Okay, so if you just joined us, we're talking with Scott and Cleston with Family Promise. And Cleston, you touched on this a little bit ago, so either you or Scott, just for in case someone's just joining us, can you talk about the process when you find a candidate to be helped? Then what is that process?
I want to push to that you made a statement about how does a person actually get that help? The one mm-hmm. thing that and how do you actually volunteer? Everything actually starts with going to that website, that fpesc.org. If you want to volunteer, first of all, volunteer at fpesc.org. We have a great, great, great volunteer coordinator. She will reach back out to you and tell you the many different ways that you can actually volunteer. Our programming, we are building constantly. It's a living, moving kind of an organization that will is building or surrounding what the needs are of the community, what the needs are of those who we're trying to bring them from a place of desolation to preparation. Mm-hmm. They've got so people have to prepare and to understand that everybody is but one bad decision or one bad month from the same plight. We're in a tough spot. So it takes all of us. Mm-hmm. We're a community to actually do that. So volunteer at fpesc.org. If a person actually needs help, there's a get help link on fpesc.org. It's right there in the middle of it. It tells you who we are. It tells you who our leadership is. It tells you everything about it and the programming. Our programming, the education that's concerned with it, when you actually on the Get Help link, it puts you right into an application. That person actually puts in the application and it's screened through and does everything that you need to do, and you'll get a call back. And everything that you need to do, it starts right there. Starts right there.
And that's at the website, fpesc.org. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking to Family Promise this morning. Cleston is here along with Scott, who's with us on the phone. So a couple things you wanted to mention before we go.
Yes, if there is anybody out there that wants to actually reach out to us to actually assist in any way, again, definitely volunteering. If there's any donate, there's a donate button on the website. Again, the website is www.fpesc.org. You can link to there for the bid race. Our main number, 850-438-3508. If that is not answered, there's a voicemail, but it will link you to me if I'm outside of the office. And we do have all kinds of help and assistance. Please reach out to us. We are ready and willing to assist in whatever way we can, and we welcome your assistance. Thank you for having us, and thank you for the time. And please do not forget, come on out and have a good time with us for a good cause. Bed Race 2026, the second annual Sandy Sansing sponsored Bed Race 2026. In the park downtown, we're going to race down Zaragoza Street. Have a good time on the 18th. Come and see us.
Okay, Scott, the burning question, are you going to have a bed? That's the question.
Oh, there's going to be beds there, absolutely.
I think it's called deflecting, I think.
That's a big one.
Give us the time again and how people can register for the bed race.
Yeah, register for that bed race there on the website, fpesc.org. And the bed race, it starts at 11 o'clock? I think it's 11.
Okay.
All the information's on the website.
Okay.
Please check it out.
All right. Thanks you so much. We have Scott Lane here this morning along with Cleston Middleton, both with Family Promise. Thank you both so much for all that you're doing for our community. Appreciate you coming in. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. As we wrap up the show this morning, just remember as you go out throughout your day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always remember, love now.